the final two periods or the first period?
Well, you know what?
Interesting game.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, everyone looks at the 3-0 start. I didn't. When you look at it, like, the chances were closer than anyone thought.
Yeah.
We could have easily tied it up in the third, in the first period too. So we started out. I don't know what happened, but you know, it's one of those. There's a few missed opportune bounces. We made the right play on the first goal against, and it just went through us. You know, a couple little detail things, but after that, I thought we settled in. We knew it was going to be back and forth, and then we just sort of took it over. And as soon as you get momentum, I mean, our guys believe in each other. And, you know, once we got that first one, we knew that it could go the other way if we stick with it.
How impressive was it in the first 10 minutes of the second just to see things be that sound that you weren't sort of panicking or, you know, like didn't look like you were down 3-0. It looked like it was a scoreless game in the first 10 minutes of the second.
No, for sure. And, again, it's a testament of maturity of our group. We've been through a lot. They've learned their lessons. We're still going to make mistakes. In an environment like this, in a pressure situation, it's going to happen. But we just stuck with it. We said that all year long. And again, if you look at the crowd, it's unbelievable. And how can you not feed off that, right? So as we went, you can see the momentum building and the rink tilting. And you know, they've got a great team. You can't let your foot off the gas whatsoever. But it's a really gutsy win by our group.
Well, and your best players have to be your best players. Oldest thing in sports, and you had a little bit of depth, but the Los Gavos scores a big one near the end. I mean, you had a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, again, lots of guys stepped up. We talked about Stebs stepped up big time. Ethan Renier played a fantastic game against his former team. That whole line, Justin and Renier and Penner were unreal in terms of their heaviness on the forecheck. They started the thing going in the right direction just with the way that they played. So lots of really good contributions. Parker Gavlis played another really, really strong game for us. So
Chase gets the game winner.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And, and Roddy settled in. I mean, it was, I told him, I've never stopped a puck in my life. I like to score goals. But tell you what, if you get down like that as a goalie, you got to be thinking in your head, especially with what happened last series to him. So, you know, it took him a little bit, but after that, he was a wall for us.
Well, not only that, but I mean, it's probably belief in team too. If you're Roddy, right? The guys look around and realize that we're not doing anything wrong. We just have to step up, and everybody did.
Yeah,
leadership.
Sure, and when in the first series there, you know, it was tough for him, but he knew the guys were going to rally around him, and everyone was coming up to him. We got your back. We got your back. And so he knew that was going to happen again, and it wasn't on him at all. I mean, but he settled in, and that's what we need from our goalies as well.